T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy ombliguito a la semana hump day. Let's get it, familia. 6:08 in the morning right now. 97.1 Amp Radio. Gonna be in the 70s today and sunny. Amen to that. And this weekend is looking like we may peak into the 80s, everybody.
Wow. Look out.
Best news ever.
I'm down. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
What up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Feels so good to be back on air with you guys. For those of you that didn't notice I was gone, appreciate you, love you.
Oh, no, they noticed. Well, they know. Like, you walk in the studio today and I'm like, there goes the prize sheet. I do not need to read anything else today. Done with nonsense.
No more phone numbers.
No more phone numbers for a while. Nothing.
Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back. We were blessed with our second daughter that was born on Sunday. So I was obviously away for that situation right there. And I'm so happy to be black. I mean,
Changed since you left, Edgar.
I mean, in comparison, if you're looking at me, yeah.
Anything is possible, bro. Anything is possible when you're away
for 2 days.
I'm wide
enough that most of you guys are on the scale.
Listen, as you can tell, with a toddler and a newborn at home, it feels good to be back.
Yo, maybe I shouldn't have thrown away that sheet, dog. You need me to read some stuff?
Whoopsies. How much sleep did you get last night?
I haven't gotten sleep since Saturday in the morning. I woke up at 6 a.m. because that's when my daughter Ariella wakes up. And then Janet went into labor Saturday night into Sunday morning. So we didn't sleep all through Sunday. And then for anybody that's ever slept in a hospital room, they got that like a bench seat on the side by the window that you allegedly is a bed. Yeah, man, it's tough. And that's why I'm excited. I know a lot of you are complaining about losing an hour this weekend and spring forward. It's like a plague. The first thing producer Brad said to me this morning, I saw him out in the parking lot. It wasn't even congratulations for the baby. It was like, oh. This hour changed, bro.
Sounds like Brad.
I gotta be honest. We did not bring our best game yesterday. At one point in time, Chelsea was just laying on a chair groaning.
And
I'm like, hey, yo, we got stuff to do right now in 30 seconds.
I'm not gonna even defend myself.
But to me, to be honest, like it didn't affect me, bro. Because I wasn't going to get to sleep anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I just changed my race on the air.
I mean, well, you're on like Guantanamo Bay prison time right now. Like, you sleep when you can like fall asleep and you wake up 5 minutes later to somebody screaming at you.
There it is. Guantanamo Bay time. Love you guys. Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back. It's going to be fun.
We got it. 877-971-HITS. I'll just throw that out this morning.
You got it right this time. Finally. Good job.
Coming up in 4 more minutes, we get into Wow, Post Malone, Mia, Bad Bunny featuring Drake. Thank you for all the love and support you've been sending on social media, and congratulations for our new daughter. Really, really appreciate it, familia. There's a bunch of videos up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio if you want to meet her. Also on my personal at Edgar I. Sotelo.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you're still complaining about daylight savings and springing forward an hour, losing an hour of sleep this weekend, you are not alone. Tons of people. It's like a plague. More people than ever are complaining about this, but this is going to piss you off because maybe you don't even know this. But allegedly, this is costing you tons of money. The fact that you lost an hour of sleep and you might even not even know it. The reason being, guys, is that according to the study, online sales have shot up. And every year, right around spring savings, when we spring forward an hour, online sales shoot up because people are trying to cope with their sleepiness by buying things and fulfilling that void of sleep. And just are making terrible financial decisions.
Just like cases of $5 energy shots.
Whatever it may be, people are just saying, I'm going to buy stuff to try to make me feel better about my life right now because I'm struggling so much.
You know what I realized this past weekend is I don't think we need to tell people anymore because all of us have cell phones. Like, I think, because I would have had, Monday I had no idea.
Really?
I came in here on Monday. We had a lot going on, and it wasn't until like Wednesday or Monday afternoon, someone was like, "Oh, spring forward," and I was like, "Son of a that's why everybody was like flopped around dying in the studio today." And it's because I didn't realize it.
So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're kind of putting it out there and you're living it. Like,
exactly.
Oh, this sucks.
I mean, you'll find out eventually when you got to change your microwave clock for the first time in a year. And you're like, oh, what button does this? But I think if we just lived in ignorance on it, I think
there you go. Live in ignorance. That's the tweet of the day.
I feel like I've been definitely more in my feelings this week. And like, when you first said like you spend more money, I feel like I've been ordering a lot of like Postmates.
There you go.
And like just not wanting to like leave my bed. So I think that's what I relate it to. That's why I'm blaming it on.
Sometimes people think of fatigue as depression. So if you feel tired, sometimes you're like, oh man, what's wrong with my life? It's just like you lost an hour. You're like, I'm going to get Chinese food.
Chelsea, are you ordering for one or for two?
Two, to be honest, but eating it just for myself.
You don't order Chinese food for one? What are you, a monster?
On that note, Chelsea, I know you're big into the stars and whatnot, and not like entertainment stars, that too, but you know, like the universe.
It's the most honest thing she said in a few days.
But listen, man, if you feel like maybe marriage wasn't written in the stars for you, you're probably right. A study reveals the zodiac signs least likely to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, where do you think your zodiac sign lies in this list?
Well, I don't know. I like to think that I would be getting married one day, possibly, but I'm not sure.
High. I'll tell you that much.
Is it high? Yeah. It is?
Well, we're Tauruses, and we're notoriously stubborn. We can't be high on the stubborn list and not be somewhere in the middle of signs that aren't the most likely to get married just because of sheer stubbornness.
Yeah.
But Brian, you already checked off the box. You've been married once, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm done with that.
You're going for round two.
I'll tell you from my dating experience, I'll tell you what I think isn't high on the list.
Yeah.
Libras.
Libras,
sure.
You believe, are least likely to get married?
Yeah, because those are like all the players I've dated that are like non-committal, they're all Libras. Like, literally.
Wow.
I'll start dating a guy and I'm like, what sign are you? And he'll say Libra. I'm like, bye.
I'm out.
Gotta go.
It's interesting because our very own DJ Majestic is a Libra.
I like how Chelsea said players, though. Okay.
Majestic took it as a compliment. Libras would.
He's not a player, he just crushes a lot.
There you go.
DJ Majestic is 36 years old?
37 now.
37, just barely got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I think that she might be the one.
I don't know about, I mean, I've had commitment.
Don't dig yourself a hole right now.
I have had commitment issues most of my life, I think. And I just, was able to get into a relationship this relationship, like this old, so.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's usually your breaking point? Is it a year?
Like just under a year.
Yeah,
wow. Did you just get bored? Yeah. Interesting. So you're just saying there's no hope for this relationship.
I mean,
nice.
I like
it's
Jamie
been six
a lot.
Months.
I hope so. No.
I mean,
you
that's
like
real?
Who? Jamie.
Oh, okay, cool.
I feel like none of us in this room, maybe Edgar is the only one who should lecture Majestic on being in a long-term relationship. I know I don't have the balls to do it, and I've been in one for 2 years.
So here it is, guys. A study revealing the zodiac signs least likely to get married. Chelsea and Brian, you both are Tauruses, right?
Yeah.
You're actually 10th out of 12. So you're pretty low, meaning that you're very likely to get married.
Well, how about stay married? Let's get back to that stubbornness.
Yeah.
It's a whole different study. But here are the top three. Number three, least likely to get married, or is that number three, Virgo? So August 23rd to September 23rd. Sagittarius, number two. Tamara from social media. She's like, I knew it. Least likely to get married. Number one, you guys ready? Aquarius.
Oh, wow. All right. Imagine there's hope for you.
There's hope for me. There's hope for me.
Libra is actually 12th, bro. Oh,
really?
That's most likely, that you will get married, Majestic.
Well, I am on a cusp, so maybe that has something to do with it.
With multiple women.
I'm going to speak for every man listening right now. That was all gibberish. I don't even know what time periods they were.
And for all the ladies listening, you're welcome.
The Chelsea Report.
So Disney finally released the live-action trailer for Aladdin. It is so good. It brought back all the memories. It includes all the music that we all know and love. And, of course, we get to see Will Smith as the genie.
Oh, great one who summons me. I stand by my oath, loyalty to wishes three.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, it's cool to see because they like they remake like all the scenes. So it's like the dancing carpet and like them obviously flying on the carpet. Like all the scenes are pretty much identical to the cartoon that came out.
Live action was creeping me out though.
Really?
Yeah, like we were talking about the Winnie the Pooh one. And that's just got a creepier story anyway. But just I don't like it when The digital effects have gotten too good with like making like animals and inanimate objects talk, and it just kind of weirds me out. And I just like, nah, man, I like the cartoon.
Well, right around the Grammys when they gave us the first look at Will Smith as a genie, like all in blue, I remember being like, what is that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, but now seeing the trailer, watching it, it's pretty cool. He pulls it off.
All in blue is also going to be part of like the Smurfs somehow. Yeah. You know, it's like, or I'm doing both movies
or Blue Man Group.
That's racist, man. Hey. Blueface.
Good lord.
Earlier this week, Jose Canseco went on Twitter accusing A-Rod, who is Jennifer Lopez's new fiance, of cheating on her with Jose's ex-wife, Jessica Canseco. It was crazy. He went on this rant.
That was amazing.
It was a lot.
Jose Canseco was trending on Twitter on Sunday night, and I was like, yeah, that has to be crazy.
By the way, if you have no idea who Jose Canseco is, he's like an old school baseball player. He played for the Athletic A's, big home run guy, and he's totally loves attention.
He's like, he was a rock star in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, his ex-wife, Jessica, went on Twitter to address the allegations, basically saying her ex-husband is full of it. she said, those false accusations Jose is making are not true. I've known Alex for many years and haven't even seen him for over five.
Okay.
Certainly not sleeping with him. I'm friendly with both him and Jennifer.
Oh,
as for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends.
Whoa!
I'll add some context to that. So currently, right now, Jose Canseco is offering for $5,000, you can join him on an alien and Bigfoot hunting excursion in the Nevada woods. Like, legitimately, for $5,000, you can just pay to go on a bus with crazy Jose Canseco into the woods of Nevada, and he's going to guarantee to find both Bigfoots and aliens.
Wow.
Yo, let's all chip in and send Brian. I would love that.
Can radio.com expense that? Because I will report back exactly how many aliens and Bigfoots we see.
There you go.
Okay. I'm going to talk about this more at 7:50 in my Telsey report, but you guys,
yeah.
The Bachelor last night was the worst
Bachelor
finale.
Agreed.
Ever of all time. I was I'm still upset about it. I don't even know if I can talk about it quite yet, but everything about it, from their final interview to him going up to Cassie and telling her he wanted a second chance, to her meeting the family, to who the next bachelorette is, you guys, I'm so upset. It's not even funny. Here's a little snippet. I'll just give this to you, of Colton telling Cassie he wasn't going to give up on her.
Watching you walk away the other night was the hardest thing that I ever had to watch. I knew that I wanted to talk to you again. I knew I wanted to have another conversation with you. But before I did that, I wanted to make sure that I ended things with Tayshia and Hannah.
What?
What?
She's literally laughing. She's laughing. And it's like, if you feel for her, that she's kind of all of a sudden stuck in this place where she can't say no now. He like let all the other girls go.
I felt it was like a total setup when your boy Chris, you know, the host, was like, all right, so we know that Colton is all in and committed. Cassie, we don't know, but will this one date change her mind? Like, one date. You know, it's like, really? Well,
it's so underwhelming because he's like, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to watch. And I just knew I needed a conversation.
I can't.
You love her or something, you weirdo.
Anyways, we'll talk about that more at 7:50 in the Chelsey Report. So stick around for that. That's all I have. For more, you can download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We're to catch up with you about this huge story that broke out yesterday. Many of you upset about hearing something like this go down, but it's basically about the college admission scandal involving famous and rich parents bribing and scheming to get their kids into quote-unquote name brand schools for the status, like USC here in Southern California. And Brian's got more details in regards to like how this whole situation worked, the scheme, bro.
I mean, it's actually pretty interesting. It was funny because yesterday we were in studio and I was like, why is Aunt Becky trending? And I'm like, college entrance scam. And I did a little research on the college entrance scam. We're going to talk about more of the celebrity implications later on in the show in the Chelsea Report. But it's actually a pretty creative scam to like take advantage of certain loopholes in the admissions process.
So you're giving props to the scammers for that at least.
I mean, it was a pretty elaborate scam. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, some of the admissions loopholes I think that the word exposed are going to be closed down pretty tightly mm-hmm. right now. So the organization was called Key Worldwide Foundation mm-hmm. and they had a couple different arms of it. So they would also scam the SAT system. They had some like proctors that were on the payroll. They would also help like the loopholes in learning disabilities, and they would encourage these kids of these parents to like fake learning disabilities so they'd get more time on the SAT and things. That, I mean, all that stuff is awful.
Sucio, bro.
But here is how the actual scam worked, and this is why it involves so many coaches and so many athletic departments, is because there's two parts of the process when you get recruited as an athlete, right? The coaches have to apply for a full athletic scholarship or a partial scholarship,
right.
But you still have to get into admissions. Now, the coaches can write a letter saying, I really like this person to play for the crew team, the tennis team. They picked sports that were a little bit more obscure.
Water polo, for instance, here mm-hmm. at USC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the coach would say, hey, I really recommend this person mm-hmm. for admission because we really want them on the team. Then they would fake their essay to talk about how they love water polo. They've never been in a pool with a ball in their life, right? So they do all this stuff. The admissions department would say, hey, well, if they're a great water polo player and they meet all of our bare admission requirements, we'll give them special consideration because, well, if they're a great water polo player, we'll kind of put them in this stack over here. Then this organization would come up with like elaborate reasons why they didn't ever play water polo. For example, like injuries. They'd fake injury reports.
When they actually get admitted to the college.
They get admitted and then they never play. Because you can be admitted and then not get the scholarship.
Right.
And you have rich parents. They don't care if you play water polo. Mm-hmm. They just want you to be at USC, Georgetown, Yale, Stanford.
So they can tell the parents in their circle, oh yeah, my kid's at SC.
That's exactly what it is. It's more for the parents.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like showing off a name brand purse.
Oh yeah, no one's like these famous people don't. They were like, my kid did not go to a public school. mm-hmm. They went to Stanford. Your kid couldn't even get into any school on their own. So let alone these fake loopholes to get in.
Right.
So that's the disconnect between the admissions process and the actual scholarship situation.
Now, a lot of these times, the kids had no idea that their parents were pulling these strings and bribing and scamming the whole situation.
Yeah, and some of their spouses didn't know either. You know, like, because they were keeping it. The organization was pretty crafty in terms of how they'd navigate. And this is why so many coaches are going to get
they're already getting fired at SC, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? Laura Loughlin's daughter, she's a big YouTuber, actually.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram. But she posted a video talking about, this was like a year ago when she started. And she was like, oh, I don't want to go to college. My parents are making me. And so I don't know how much she clearly wasn't trying really hard. And she goes to USC. She clearly wasn't trying very hard.
Right.
So it's interesting. Just to hear that perspective of her talking about like not really wanting to go and her parents pushing her to go.
And that's what's pissing off so many students that are listening to us right now that had amazing grades, great SAT scores, etc., involved in the community, and somebody else like this took their place at SC, you know? And it's like, really, it's not fair. But listen, here's the whole situation. We want to make a spin off of this in the sense of like, yes, these quote unquote name brand schools are great, but all universities are great. It depends on what you make out of that experience and what you do while you're there and the connections you make, right? So we want you to call in right now and brag to us about the quote-unquote brand name school that you did not get into. What name brand school did you not get into, but you're still crushing it in life right now? You're doing great professionally speaking, so on and so forth. Give us a call or shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Brag about that name brand school you did not get accepted into, but you're still crushing it in life.
Like, for example, I did not get into USC. This is a true story. I did not get into USC, and I didn't even get a rejection letter was like the tiny one, just said like, nah. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like a packet.
The letter's like, really, bro?
And I'm pretty sure it's because when it said, what's your major? I spelled business wrong. I spelled it buizness. Buizness. They don't have, they're like, we don't even have a buizness department.
The good thing that now you're in radio and you don't have to know how to spell.
I still don't know how to spell it.
I'm winning. Gloria from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning. I did not get into UCLA because I couldn't afford it. I didn't have the luxury. However, I did get into Cal State Fullerton and I just graduated January 2019.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That's awesome.
And brag about how you're crushing it right now, Gloria.
Well, thankfully, because my parents taught me how to work and get through life. I'm actually working for a great credit union right now, and I'll use this example. My ex-boyfriend, who actually went to USC, he couldn't find a job for a year and a half, and that's because his parents had paid for his schooling this whole time and everything else.
So he didn't have the work ethic. He doesn't know what it's like to earn something for himself.
Exactly.
I do have one beef with you because of Cal State Fullerton. Is that you guys put a beating on us when I played at Laverne. I have a feeling that all morning people are going to call in and tell me their school and they'll be like, I hate you guys.
Shout out to Cal State Fullerton. It was between Cal State Fullerton and Cal Poly Pomona for me to go to undergrad. Uh-huh. And I chose Cal Poly Pomona because the hills were pretty.
Wow.
Hey, man. It's just like, oh, I love this greenery, the grass. They have horses in the front just running wildly. And Cal State Fullerton is like all cement. You know?
And
like,
bars. Cal State Fullerton had dope bars, man.
It's awesome. Shout out to Cal State Fullerton and congratulations on just crushing it with your work ethic.
Thank you. You guys all have a great morning.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tiana from Marietta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us know about that name brand school you didn't get into, but you're still crushing it in life.
Yeah, so I didn't get into USC or UCLA or any of the name brand schools, but my heart was set on kind of staying local in this Southern California area because I am a professional motocross racer.
Whoa, okay, badass.
Yeah, I stayed local in the Riverside community, and I went to California Baptist University and got my marketing degree through their online and professional studies program, which worked out perfectly for me because it gave me the time and the liberty to travel and race and still perform. And I actually just got hired on with American Honda Power Sports.
Oh my gosh.
In Torrance. Yeah, working for a motocross manufacturing company, and it's literally everything I ever wanted career-wise.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It didn't require going to one of the gigantic name brand schools.
Congratulations.
Bigger schools.
You guys are never going to guess what Cal Baptist did to me in college. Beat me in basketball. Dang it.
Damn, LeBron was getting toyed with.
Yo,
bro.
I didn't know when I moved down here.
You didn't go to the school for the basketball team, apparently.
I actually did. But
Somebody's parents paid. Brian. Tiana, congratulations, but you bring that point again for those that are listening that are frustrated because they didn't get into a SC or a Stanford or Yale, whatever it may be. Yes, those are all amazing schools, but it's really up to your work ethic and what you do with your 24 hours in a day and how you invest in your career and yourself. And Tiana, you're a prime example of you crushed it regardless of your circumstances. And thank you for sharing that amazing story.
Yeah, of course. It was my pleasure.
Good times. Ryan, what are techs saying, bro? Now,
from the 213, I was denied from UCLA, but now I'm crushing it at Cal State Northridge in their TV and production department. Oh, Cal State Northridge also beat Laverne when I was there. From the 310.
Surprise.
Didn't get into Stanford. Went to UC San Diego instead. Pretty sure we also beat Brian at the University of Laverne. Shout out to University of Laverne. 1-17 this year. Hang in there, buddies.
It's funny. They don't even have a basketball team. But they still beat you guys somehow.
And we just showed up and they're like, we'll put one together.
Real quick. Y'all, who wants to play?
It's a pickup game.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Big shout out to all the schools here in SoCal doing an amazing job. And I just love stories like that, man. Really, you know, there are some schools that specialize in certain things that, you know, can help you put you in a better situation to succeed. But really, don't fall victim to that if you don't fall in those schools. You know, you can create your own destiny by how hard you work. And you heard many of our listeners coming through and representing that way. So get out there and get it. You got this.
The Chelsea Report.
So last night was the Bachelor finale. You know, I really came in strong with this season. I was so excited about it. Right. So my frustration right now, I just want to say it comes from a really good place of like, I'm really genuinely frustrated because I was rooting for Colton. Yeah. I wanted him to do well. I liked him in the beginning. But this was literally the worst Bachelor finale of all time. Wow. I'm so frustrated. I'm still frustrated today.
I mean, it was the worst season minus one episode. They teased the wall the whole time.
Yes.
They taught his virginity thing got boring immediately. And then he jumped the wall. And granted, that episode was super interesting. It was different. But you can't sell a season on one episode.
Yeah, so to recap, basically, Colton decided he was in love with Cassie, who broke up with him on the show because she said she didn't think she could get there with him. She didn't think she could fall in love with him, okay? So then Colton lost it, jumped the fence like you just referenced, Brian, broke up with the remaining two girls left in the show who were in love with him.
It's the right thing to do, you know? Props to him.
Okay, but he was basically did it so he could win Cassie back. This is him winning Cassie back.
Watching you walk away the other night was the hardest thing that I ever had to watch. I knew that I wanted to talk to you again. I knew I wanted to have another conversation with you. But before I did that, I wanted to make sure that I ended things with Tayshia and Hannah.
What?
She's laughing. She's laughing.
She was laughing.
Is what's happening. And, you know, during that scene, it's like, you can tell she feels a little like trapped because he broke up these two girls for her. Like, what is she going to do?
Right.
It's just like, she's not convinced. Like, I felt like he was the whole time convincing her, like, that he loves her. And she had, like, I was at a loss for words, didn't really say how she felt.
But last night in the episode, confusing. They said they're going to give it a shot, right? But here's my thing, man. If it didn't work out living in a fantasy world, which is The Bachelor.
Right.
You think the real world's going to work out? And homie's like moving out here because she's from, I believe, Huntington Beach and whatnot. So we'll see how it goes. But you know what? Props to her because she's being real about this. Like, in reality, they've only known each other for maybe a month. You know, real time. And she's like, how do you want me to commit in a month, bro?
Sure, but the weird thing was, is then after the final rose, when they come on the show, and like, it just, and I like Cassie, same thing. Like, she was one of my favorites on the show, but like, you can tell she's like putting on a show. It feels so inauthentic and so fake. And she's like, we're in love.
Ugh.
Question mark. But really? Like, you can just tell it's just, it's not, I don't know. It's so
bizarre.
She's
23 and she just got famous. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The other biggest disappointment, because the whole show, they based it around him losing his virginity, okay? So it's like, we want to know, did you lose your virginity?
Chelsea,
did you not?
You're going to owe our listeners $175 at the end of this session.
Session. I know, sorry. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
I think everyone feels the same way. But so Colton losing his virginity, everyone wanted to know. This was his response to if he lost his virginity, you guys.
Did you lose your virginity?
I will say, heading into the fantasy suite, I wasn't thinking about anything other than fighting for our relationship.
Ugh.
Since there are two of us now in this relationship, it's something that we're going to keep to ourselves.
I'll take that as a yes.
You the really,
whole
Chris?
The show is based off of him losing his virginity. He can't give us an answer. Hello.
I love that Cole's like, since there's now two in this relationship. Yeah, that's how virginity works, bro. Losing your virginity. Usually it takes two.
Newsflash. We also found out who the next bachelorette was, and it is Hannah B. Which, okay, look.
Chelsea, why are you mad?
Yeah, I'm mad.
There were so
angry.
Many Hannahs in this Bachelor season.
Hannah G, which should have been the Bachelor.
That, like, statistically speaking, a Hannah was going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, one, she had the most awkward
first
one-on-one date in the history of. They couldn't have a conversation.
No.
She can't talk. She just, like, she gets flustered and she just stutters and it's just weird.
And she proved that last night when he's, like, asking, he's like, what do you want in a guy? And she's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, it's I'm like, what is this season going to be like?
Chelsea, are you at least excited for the new contestants that are going to try to win Hannah's heart?
Okay, I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to play this audio for you of this white boy rapping.
So I just wanted to say, when they said it was you, it was a pleasant surprise. Now I'm standing here looking straight in the eyes. All the other dudes got me feeling so fresh, so I say all aboard Hot Mess Express. So take my hand and let's go for a ride. This is the only time an Aggie's going to say Roll Tide.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing that makes a white guy rapping poorly sound even whiter than the Bachelor crowd being like, oh,
so
bad.
It's so bad.
By the way, side note, you guys may not know this, but our very own DJ Majestic, we're about to launch the Mini Mix for you in just a sec, but he actually auditioned for The Bachelor, got through how many rounds, bro?
Made it to the third round, so the last round before they picked the final contestants.
Representing Filipinos around the world, he also did a rap in his interview video. Let's hear it real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm excited for this new chance at love. Been dreaming about my angels sent from up above. But waiting all this time to call her mine. So when I got the call back, I knew it was a sign. So thank you, everybody at The Bachelorette. As you can tell by now, I need all the help that I can get.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Kind of? Oh, yeah, stick to DJing, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday was one of the most nerve-wracking, but yet anxious, fearful, but amazing moments in my life. And that was bringing home our baby daughter from the hospital to meet her baby sister and big sister, actually, I should say, Ariela. So we have a 2-year-old at home named Ariela. She's awesome. And we brought Alani Isabella home yesterday. And Janet, my wife, was so nervous going home. Maybe you've experienced something like this because she was so fearful of how Ariela was going to react. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want Ariela to feel like she's not loved or replaced. She's not special or right. Been replaced.
Well, yeah, I mean, her whole life, it's been her and mom and dad, and she's the center of attention. She's the princess.
That's it, Chelsea. Yeah. That's it. So we walk in, and thank you for all the advice you've given me on social media. We got a gift for my daughter, Ariela, from her baby sister. So, you know, that was a tip that one of our Aunt Familia listeners gave us.
You better make sure she likes that gift, man.
Yeah.
She's like, boo. Yeah, she doesn't even know me, Dad.
This is from the 99 cent store, I can tell. Yeah. The video is up on our Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Warning, you're probably going to cry. A lot of people are commenting that they're crying when they saw this moment. But it started off pretty bad, guys. I walk in with our newborn, and she's in the baby carrier / car seat, and she's covered with a Mexican blanket because that's the way we roll because it's cold outside. Nice. So you can't see the baby. And we walk in, I'm like, Ariela, it's your baby sister. And immediately she turns away from the baby carrier and starts crying, like, no, no. I'm like, and then here's the moment. But then once we revealed and we opened up the cover to show her baby sister, she got the biggest smile. And she was just like, fell in love instantly. Here's the audio of that.
Oh, no.
You hear me in the back going, oh, no.
Oh, God, it's going poorly.
It's not going the way we want it.
Yeah.
Ariela. Wow, it's a baby.
It's a baby.
That's when we uncovered the blanket.
You can play with her.
It's tu hermanita.
Yes.
It's your sister, Ariela. Dile te amo.
It's your sister.
Que Dios la bendiga.
It's Alani.
Alani. Alani Isabella. Yes, baby. Y son hermanitas, okay? You guys are sisters. Y se van a ayudar. You're going to keep boys away till you're 40, okay? Okay? Okay.
So it ended pretty well. And Janet was just in tears once Ariela mentioned her baby sister's name and was just showing so much love. And guys, I'm here to tell you now that I'm glad Ariela's loving her baby sister, but it's a little too much.
Right.
Like, she wants to carry her at all times. And if we take her away from her arms, she throws the biggest fit to the point that yesterday, Jenny was breastfeeding our newborn, Alani, and Ariela was bugging out. So literally, Jenny had to put Ariela on her lap.
Oh, no.
Ariela was carrying her baby sister while Janet was breastfeeding our newborn.
That's so funny.
That is a lot of boundary crossing.
Bro, like, I don't know if I'm okay with that right now.
I love the picture of Edgar just like sitting on the side. Like, all right, yeah. Stop. You guys don't need me
sitting
here.
Sitting on the side. He was Instagram live in the whole thing.
Exactly, right? And then I said, I'm not apologizing for all the videos and pictures I'm posting. Yeah. I don't care. And then the next thing is, Ariela, next thing is like, she's upset that Alani, her baby sister, fell asleep. So she went over to the little crib at the situation. She pulled Alani's pacifier to try to wake her up. And then when we pulled her away, we're like, let her sleep. She started using Alani's pacifier. Aww. she's never used a pacifier before. She's just walking around like she just wants to be with her 24/7 now.
I think some of this is stemming from, if you listen back to the audio.
Wait, are you going
to
say she says bye?
No. Okay. Janet's first statement, because you guys were so nervous, Janet's like, you can play with her. And Ariella's like, I can and I will.
It sounded to me, and maybe this is Spanish that I didn't translate, but it sounded to me that she's, when she first says Alani, she goes, bye, Alani.
Oh, she's trying to say Bella for Isabella.
But it sounded like bye to me.
Bye, girl, bye.
Bye.
Listen, we would love to hear your funny stories of siblings meeting for the very first time. How did your sibling react when you came home and they were no longer the star of the house, or vice versa? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Brian, how did your brothers react? Because you're the oldest, so how did you react, bro?
I'm the oldest. My mom said that I just used to torture my brother, Patrick.
Like, yeah.
Just, like, I was, like, kind of excited about it, but, when he was a little baby, he had, like, those, like, that little jumper in the doorway. My mom said they had to stop putting him in it because I'd run by as, like, a 2.5-year-old and just, like, blast it.
Oh, my
God. And just
gosh.
Send that sucker, like, swinging into the living room or, like, like, when he was in those little walkie, you know, rolling disky things or whatever, those little cartridge, like, right. carriers or whatever, I would, like, put him in areas where he'd, like, start to go down, like, hills and stuff. Like, I was mean, man.
Damn. What did our text say, right? We're coming through with that. People are blowing it up.
We got a text from the 323. When my mom brought me home, my sister tried to throw me away in the trash can.
Oh, my gosh.
Just imagine handing your baby, because you're, like, so nervous. You got to hand your baby. You're like, please have this go well. And they just turn over and they're like, where's the trash can?
Dumping it. My brother was super gentle with me. He was like, my brother's a really good person, he was a good
kid.
He's
older, right?
He's older. We're only like 17 months apart. But so when he, but he was at like held me and was very sweet. But it's funny because even watching that video, I'm like, I'm so glad I was the youngest, because like, I think when I watched Ariella, how she was reacting, I was like, I would have been jealous. Like, I wouldn't have been good if I had a younger sibling for sure.
Right.
I could see myself like not being able to handle it well.
I think Ariella and Alani are going to have a very close relationship. Remember when you told us the story that Ariella told you that she had her in her backpack already before she's even born? She's like, nah, I got her now. Mom gave her to me. She's in the backpack.
Yeah, when she was in the belly, I was like, where's your sister? She's like, backpack. Nice, great.
From the 606, hi, my name's Chastity. I'm new to California from Kentucky. Love you guys.
Thank you.
My brother brought me home as a newborn, I had a fat face and a head of black hair. He told my mom she needed to take me back.
Oh,
because I wasn't their baby and she got tricked.
This ain't all baby. Look at it.
We got this from Jessica in the 626. I brought my second baby home, and when my first baby met him, he was just like, nope, and wouldn't even acknowledge
that
him whatsoever.
Happen. Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Yeah, Kimberly from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's your funny story of siblings meeting for the first time?
For the longest, it was just me and my brother growing up. And so, when my parents actually told me that we were having another sibling, I was like, why? We've been doing this for 10 years with just us, and we're fine. Why? And when I found out it was a girl, I was even more mad. I was like, take her back. I'm the only girl. I can't be another one.
You were already 10, Kimberly?
Yes.
No, that's funny you're saying that, because my brothers were 13 and 15 years older than I am when I was born. So they were like out partying, you know? Right. They were like almost having their own kids already.
Yeah, now that she's older, she's like, well, remember when you used to go out and you used to do stuff? And I'm like, be quiet. Let's not do that.
Exactly. Kimberly, love you, girl. Thank you for sharing that. But it's all love now, right?
Yeah, I mean,
most of the time.
Her now.
Thanks for being tolerant of your sister. Later, Kim.
Have a good morning. Bye.
Jessica from Brea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica, what's your funny story of siblings meeting for the first time?
Okay, so when I was 3 years old, my mom brought my brother home. He was newborn. She got up. He was on the couch to go get formula. So she turned away and I like ripped him off the couch and like hopped up on the couch like, hey, remember me? I'm your kid.
Surprise, switcheroo.
You threw him off the couch?
Yeah. Yeah, I ripped him off the couch.
Oh my
Not
gosh.
Told, I ripped him off. Yeah.
Well, anytime you want to do something, you'd be like, remember that couch thing, man? You don't want to mess with me.
Exactly.
Jessica, thanks for calling in and listening. We love you, girl. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Tracy from LA. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Tracy. What did your daughter try to do over her little baby brother when they met?
She went and put a princess costume on. She got a magic wand. She came into the room after he had just been born, and she put a magic spell on him to make him disappear.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
She bibbity-bobbity booped him, man.
That's funny.
How do they get along now, Tracy?
They're good. They're good.
Every once in a while, she puts that costume back on and whips that wand out.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Every Wednesday, we like to amp up your hump day by hooking you up with Yum Yum Donuts at your local school. Today, our street teamer Joe Wow is at West Adams Prep on Washington Boulevard here in LA. D-Metal Joe Wow, what up?
What's up, guys?
Yeah! Wow.
Oh, my God. These teachers are hyped up for these donuts today.
They're going to need it because of that spring forward, man. You lost that hour. You need that sugar rush.
Oh, the struggle is real.
I got Miss Soto right here.
Get it, Miss Soto.
Thank you for the donuts. We're going to have donuts all day after school. We're taking some home. Thank you, Amp Radio.
We're taking some home.
Thank you, Miss Soto, and all the teachers and staff at West Adams Prep for all that you do. Much love to you guys. Enjoy the donuts, and thank you for listening to us, all right?
Oh, we love you guys, too.
Thank you. It's a party, man.
Apparently, we dropped off a metric ton of donuts.
The Chelsea Report.
Your chance to win four passes to the advanced screening of the movie Us by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz going down right now. All you got to do is be caller 9, answer the question correctly, and you win. So please pay attention to Chelsea and everything she's got to say. This movie is amazing, guys. It opens in theaters March 22nd from the mind of Academy Award winner Jordan Peele. He created Get Out, which was huge. It comes a new nightmare, Us, from Universal Pictures, right? So pay attention.
All right, the biggest story of the day, this crazy college admission scandal that involves celebrities Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from Full House.
And
Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives. It's a nationwide scam that basically involves wealthy people bribing their kids' way into elite schools like USC, NYU, Yale. According to court documents, Felicity and Lori are among 50 people charged in the scheme, which helps students cheat on standardized tests. Also involves bribing coaches, all the while basically pretending that the money that they're paying, the large sums of money, was for charity. The guy behind it all, like the ringleader, his name is William Rick Singer.
Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports. In one example, the head women's soccer coach at Yale, in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer. The student was in fact admitted, and afterward, the student's family paid Singer $1.2 million.
$1.2 million to this college consultant.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, for one student.
Well, and the whole thing about it is, you don't actually, like, the coaches write a letter saying, hey, this is one of our recruits. They, like, doctor up the admissions letter where the person's like, I love soccer so much. I've always dreamed about being on the soccer team. And then the admissions office is like, oh, put them in a pile over here because that's a qualified athlete, and it will help out our soccer coach. And then that student who's never played soccer in their life just goes like, I just got an injury, didn't make team.
And then I say, like, I love soccer because I love scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's it. Well, for Lori, I thought this was interesting. For Lori and her husband, apparently they paid bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having both their daughters designated as recruits to USC's crew team, even though they've never rowed competitively ever. So that's like the whole thing with them. And it's interesting because I actually follow Lori's daughter. She's a big YouTuber, social media influencer on YouTube, and she's actually gotten a lot of like, she comes from a wealthy family, and so she talks about like her wealth a little bit, and she's gotten a lot of backlash. And there's even a video of her talking about how her parents kind of like are making her go to college. Here's that.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of like game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Oh my gosh, the fact that she is taking somebody's spot.
Insane.
That really deserved it. And, you know, really want to take advantage of such a great education at these universities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so, like, blah about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild, man. And that $500,000 to $1 million that these parents are spending, man. Like, imagine if you invested that in this. Just, like, admit, like, you know what? My daughter doesn't need to go to college because it's more of, like, me showing off. Like, it's a brand name. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to donate that for scholarships for other students.
Well, also, what are you teaching your kids when you're just paying their way? Like, the work ethic, the lack of work ethic you're teaching them.
By that time, you're realizing, Chelsea, that you didn't teach them anything. And they're not going to be able to earn anything, so they have to keep paying.
The word influencer on YouTube says it all right here. Yeah. Like, none of that. I think the funny part for me is if I'm USC, I'm like, whoa, you idiots. If you would have just given us $500,000 for, I don't know, scholarship to help out other kids, we probably could have worked out a way for her to take classes, to qualify to get into school. Right. You didn't have to do a sneaky way and fake their way on the crew team.
Yeah, apparently today, Lori is supposed to, because she's been out of the country filming a show. I don't think it's Full House. I think it's something else.
She was in
else.
Canada.
Yeah, she's in Canada, but she's supposed to turn herself in today. Yesterday, Felicity was actually, like, FBI came to her house and arrested her. So she's accused of paying $15,000 for her daughter to cheat on the SATs. That's basically what it was. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this sort of pans out and what, I don't know if there's other people involved in it. I think there's like 50 other people that are being charged right now. So
a lot of these sports coaches that were involved in the scam have already been fired from SC.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are defending USC because, like, yo, it's not like necessarily admissions. You know, it's just they got duped, man.
And though, if there was a crime, that's totally on par for characters, for Aunt Becky, and for the lady from Desperate Housewives, it's cheating to get your kids into college. You know what I mean? It's pretty like on par for Aunt Becky. You're just like, we didn't know she had a dark side in that basement.
There you go. Now we know why Uncle Jesse was all about it.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, here it is. So for your chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of the movie Us, here's the Chelsea Report pop quiz. Be caller 9, answer correctly, and you win. What's one of the sports that these students faked that they were a part of and were great at to be able to get admitted into these universities? What's one of the sports that Chelsea mentioned? Shoot us a call, 877-971-HITS. Answer correctly and you'll be the winner.
Good luck.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
9:05 right now. I'm ready to catch up with one of our Amp family listeners to see if they can win 4 passes to the event screening of the movie Us. By taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz, you got to be calling 9, answer the question correctly, and bam, you win. It's that easy. Devin from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful tone right there. Devin,
I'm biased.
Here it is. So we've been catching up about the college admissions scandal involving famous and rich parents bribing and scheming to get their kids into name brand schools like USC, etc. What's one of the sports that people faked their kids being good at to be admitted?
The crew team.
Judges?
That's right!
That is correct! Congratulations! Yeah. Crew team.
Thank you!
Soccer, there's water polo.
I mean, these girls hadn't even been in a paddle boat. For real,
ever. Devin, how does that make you feel? First and foremost, what school did you go to? What college?
I went to Cal State Fullerton.
What up, Fullerton? How does it make you feel to hear that, you know, these parents are just paying their way for their kids to get into college?
It's pretty frustrating. I mean, I think it's really sad that a lot of the kids don't know that their parents did this for them.
Right.
So here they are thinking that they got in on their own accord and they didn't.
That's
true. So I think that's going to be really hard for them to kind of realize their parents did that the first place. Like, they didn't believe in them.
It's like finding out you got a participation trophy when you thought it was a championship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
Oh, it's just,
Devin, that's a great angle you bring
same.
Up. It's a great angle because now these kids that are now in college, right? It's public now.
Yeah.
So imagine going around USC or Yale, whatever it may be, and like knowing, yo, you're only here because your parents paid $1.2 million. In a scam. Imagine walking around like that. Yeah.
I just saw too, Olivia, I was looking at her Instagram, who's Lori Loughlin's daughter. She just muted her comments.
Of course.
Because they were so bad this morning. Like, I was looking at them, which breaks your heart. Exactly. I mean, it breaks your heart, you know? It's she obviously didn't know.
You know how hard it's going to be for her to get into a group project? She's going to be like the last person picked on the playground, man.
Please, guys, take me. Love you, Devin.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So new details have come out about the domestic abuse accusations, if you will, that have been going on between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. This time, Johnny Depp is the one speaking out about it, and it's pretty shocking and revealing what he's what he's dropping as information. Brian's got all the details on that, man.
Yeah, it's real interesting. So yesterday, Johnny Depp was trending, like uncanceled Johnny Depp and Johnny Depp were trending. And that's always, you see that and you're like, whoa, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Because as we've been chronicled over the last 3 years, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard had a very tumultuous marriage. Right. Police were called out to their residence a few times. At one point in time, she filed a restraining order against Johnny Depp. I believe that was in 2016. And they had a divorce that was finalized, I believe, last year. Mm-hmm. He paid her $9 million. So what happened was that this last week, Johnny Depp filed a complaint in the Fairfax District Court in Fairfax, Virginia. And it's based on an op-ed that was published by the Washington Post where Amber Heard has been speaking about being abused in her marriage. Now, though she never, in the complaint, they acknowledge she never specifically mentioned Johnny Depp in the complaint. The insinuation is this is my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So they are suing her for defamation for $50 million, saying that this is causing this story and her allegations are causing irreconcilable damage to his career, career, both as a public figure.
Well, people are like boycotting his movies.
Right. I mean, there was that uncanceled Johnny Depp because we canceled him when all the abuse stuff came out. And now Johnny Depp's lawyers have filed along with this complaint. They have 87 surveillance videos showing that Amber Heard was the one abusing Johnny Depp.
Wow.
They've got off-duty security guards or on-duty, but they're off-duty cops that are security guards that refute some of her stories. They've also got witness statements and a bunch of other things, basically saying that Amber Heard had thrown a vodka bottle at Johnny Depp, cut his hand requiring surgery, had attacked him in his sleep, both kicking him and punching him. And so I'm getting from reading the filing in court is that essentially he's not going to get $50 million out of Amber Heard, but it just seems like what they're maybe going to try to do is
clean his name a little.
Yeah.
I guess, come up like, here's the real story. Because when you sue for $50 million, I mean, Amber Heard doesn't have $50 million. Right. I mean, rarely do people have just $50 million in cash laying around. So, you know, it's a story that just hit kind of the Twitter cycle because of it was filed in Virginia, by the way. It was not filed in Los Angeles, in an area. It was filed in Fairfax County, which would indicate that they weren't trying to make it a big news story. So they were trying to maybe file this, work with Amber Heard's attorneys. Like, how are we going to get this Washington Post piece to stop plaguing Johnny Depp if he was not an abuser?
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing.
We don't know. Yeah.
Right. And if he was, in fact, abused, then it's only natural that he should not have to pay that, the canceled Johnny Depp toll.
And going off of that, we don't know. I think this just brings up the fact of and we all know this, man, how quick we are to judge through social media on any situation. Mm-hmm. What we've learned from even the Jussie Smollett case. I mean, immediately, we totally 100% believed him that, he was truly attacked in this hate crime, and we blew up and did all this stuff and created all this ruckus and support marches and so on and so forth. Now, he's still standing by that he's innocent and we'll find out more, but it's kind of like, it does make you think twice now before jumping in and judging any situation, which is good. We shouldn't judge right away. We should know all the details before judging, but I wonder if that's going to change that culture of how we're so fast at canceling people on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like the irony of this whole fake news era, right? Like, fake news, people claiming fake news is a lot of the people being accused of fake news are legitimate reporters who are doing reporting, who are doing some research. But the real fake news is the kind of thing that we're talking about right now, where I had to read through a court summons to figure out what in the hell was going on and what Johnny Depp's people are saying.
Right.
Because now you're just seeing this, uncanceled Johnny Depp, Amber Heard's the abuser. No one knows. They're just saying that that's their argument, but Amber Heard's clearly going to have her own side of the story.
It's going to be interesting once it all gets worked out. Yeah. Is there ever going to be a case about it?
I don't think this is a civil action, so I'm not, I don't think there is unless they look at these surveillance videos and they clearly can see that someone is being assaulted and that person is Johnny Depp and that perpetrator is Amber Heard, but they're just starting a civil action, I'm assuming just as a negotiation piece, but you never know.
All right, thank you, Brian, for the down low on that situation right there.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Felt good to be back from paternity leave. Took 2 days off.
Nice.
Thankfully, my wife's parents are at home with her, helping her out. Guys, I'm not a terrible husband or father.
You better put that out there, because if they were just like, all right, good luck with the infant and the two-year-old, babe. Gotta work.
Gotta get back to
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully they sleep till 11.
Yeah, right. We were catching up this morning about how amazing it was to see my daughter, Ariela, who's two, meet her baby sister for the first time. And it was nerve-wracking because you don't know how she's going to react. Especially, I was scared because I've seen how she treats her baby dolls and how she launches them from places. But check out the video. It's probably going to make you tear up. It's a great moment in our life. It's up on our Instagram at 971AmpRadio. And tons of you called in and texted in today about just funny stories of siblings meeting each other for the first time, right? And the Dopest Moment Award goes out to Tracy from LA. Check out her story. Tracy, what did your daughter try to do over her little baby brother when they met?
She went and put a princess costume on. She got a magic wand. She came into the room after he had just been born, and she put a magic spell on him to make him disappear.
Oh, my God. That's so
she
good.
She bibbidi-bobbidi-booped him, man.
That's funny.
How do they get along now, Tracy?
They're good.
Every once in a while, she puts that costume back on and whips that wand out.
There you go, man. There you go. Yo, big shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for all the love you've been giving us through this journey. It's been awesome sharing your new niece's experience through social media and just here on the radio. I do want to hook you up with 4 tickets to go to the LA Clippers game against Chicago right now. It's going down this Friday at Staples Center. For tickets, visit clippers.com or just call in and be caller 9. 877-971 hits.
I'm still never going to forgive myself for not really nailing that joke. Not saying bibbidi bobbidi bye.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
There it is.
Dopest moment right there, guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.